Welcome to the Connectable Podcast.
Creating connection through relatable conversation.
The Connectable Podcast starts in 3, 2, 1.
This meeting is being recorded.
Right.
It always concerns me when they don't say it.
Do they not say it with, like, if you create the meetings yourself, or is it just with mine?
That's a good question. I think she does sometimes, and other times she doesn't. She just kind of shows up when she wants to, similar to you on our other podcast. You like that? I'm a pro. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Good.
Yeah. Happy St. Patrick's Day. This is when we're recording this episode.
Do you celebrate St. Patrick's Day? Like, do you go? I mean, it's a little weird now, but do you like go out?
You know what's funny is I used to not, but of course now that it's COVID, when you're not supposed to. I think last year, because it was right when COVID happened, right? Lockdown, everything, a year ago. I think I just had some friends over at my apartment, and I think we had champagne and put green food dye in it and tried to make it all, you know, festive. So that was last year. I don't remember what else I did the previous years, but this year, actually tonight, I'm going to play a St. Patrick's Day trivia game at a local brewery here in Rancho.
Ah, cool.
I've been requested. So,
yo, ooh, look at that. Look at that, everybody. She's very popular.
That's not to say I'm good at it. That just means I've been requested. I'm not going to necessarily make my team win.
You made it sound like you got booked for a speaking engagement. It's like, you know what I mean? Basically, you have a fee, like a trivia fee.
Yeah.
Very nice.
You know what? And then tonight's trivia is, because they have it every Wednesday night there. Tonight is Irish trivia. So you would think I would know all the answers, but I won't. But it'll still be fun to try to guess. So
that's a good point. I didn't even think about the fact that your last name's McCollum. And you got some Irish there. I was just asking if you celebrate, but I do not. I was talking to my wife about this earlier, my real wife. People will understand that. Go back to previous episodes, but I just don't understand the point of celebrating for me, because I'm half Japanese and the other half is not Irish. Yeah. I mean, so I don't know how it was for you during, especially elementary school. When you were, I was like panicked, like, I gotta wear green. I don't have that much green. What am I gonna do? And I was like, it was always a nervous wreck. Now I'm like, why are you pinching me? Why are you threatening to pinch me? I'm 32 weird, years old. Right? You know what I'm saying? I'm not Irish. This is not my holiday.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I haven't worn green today at all. I'm gonna wear a green shirt there tonight. It's funny, I went to boxing this morning. Yeah, yes. I should get a free pass though. I mean, come on. I have red hair. Free pass. You have red hair, you don't get pinched.
Hey,
on St. Patrick's
Day. Oh, that's true. I thought you meant that you were going to try to get a free pass or maybe free drinks or whatever tonight because of your.
Oh.
Yay.
That too.
Give it a shot. See what happens and then report back next podcast. It's like, you know what? Didn't work. Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, yes, I will.
Okay.
But so no green. I'm not wearing any green. I'll wear some tonight. But even in the past, I remember even high school, middle school, or whatever, I wouldn't wear green. And my friends would threaten to pinch me, like, don't pinch me because I will punch you.
There you go.
Like, so they knew not to touch me, like, do not pinch me. But this morning I went to boxing, title boxing, shout out. No one said anything though, or maybe I wasn't paying attention. And I totally left thinking, oh, I didn't even like say happy St. Patrick's Day to my trainer. Like, I don't think people wore green. I like, now that I think about it, I don't remember. I don't know. I just pay attention to punching the bag in front of me. But one said anything. But I think a lot of people, it's not really obviously it's not like Easter or Thanksgiving or Christmas or anything, but I think it's just a fun day to wear green and drink beer.
Right.
To most people, I think.
Right. And so I think that's why it's lost on me, because I don't drink, like we've talked about before on this podcast.
Yeah.
Not my thing. I don't have that much green stuff. So it's really kind of lost on me. You know what I mean? So, but good for anybody else who's out there who's going to enjoy tonight. Have a great time. Be safe. Have fun.
Well, yeah. And this will be released after, but
Okay, you're good call. I hope you had a great time. I hope you were safe, and I hope you had fun. There you go.
Just so everyone knows right now, it's St. Patrick's Day. On the day this comes out, who knows what day it will be?
Yeah, who knows? Okay. So let me pull up a text I got from my brother because I heard that yesterday you guys had an interaction in the DMs.
Yeah, I was very confused.
Did he explain it to you?
And then he reminded me and explained it to me.
Perfect. Okay.
So this goes to show that I don't even know if I pay attention to what I say on the podcast sometimes.
That's interesting.
Because I totally spaced. I was like, what are you talking about? Anyway, go ahead.
Look who showed up to the party. It was Deb. Because everybody on this show, myself and anybody else who's been on here, knows that's exactly who you are. And you just say things and then hope for the best. Deb's given out her location for where she plays indoor soccer. Right. The date, the time, what color, everything, you know, what color her hair is, what number, jersey number, all that stuff. So my brother texted me yesterday afternoon. He said, I DM Deb the hashtag be who you are episode, which was one of our last episodes. Actually, it was the one we posted yesterday. She has no clue why, haha. She definitely forgot that she offered to buy people stuff. I'm like, and when I saw that, I didn't even laugh. I'm like, yeah, makes sense. It makes sense.
Yes, I did. And as soon as he said it, I said, ooh, I did say that. I think I said that. And I'm like, did I say that? No, I must have. So, so far he's the only one though. So that's good. I mean, it's good and it's not good because we want people to listen and DM me, but
right.
I can't afford all these three. he had a good idea. He DM'd me back and he said, it's okay. We'll put it on the Connectable podcast tab. And I said, oh, good idea.
So Jordan, if you're listening to this, which I know you are, there is no tab and you will not be getting lunch. That's Deb's way of punking out of lunch.
I told him I would buy him something. And that's when he's like, no, it's okay. We'll put it on Josh's Connectable tab. And I said, oh, okay. Well, that works too.
Him and I will talk about this. I'm going to tell him, Jordan, hey man, you need to collect. You think he said Josh? It could have been our other brother.
I don't know. Maybe I just made that part up.
Wouldn't be the first time. Exactly. Would not be the first time. I was going to say something. Oh, it's kind of like that episode of The Office, The Golden Ticket, right? Where Michael puts the golden tickets, but then he puts them all on the same pallet, which goes to the same the same company, which, you know, gives that company a huge discount. I don't even think you put one customer, like the first person to say, I think you said whoever, if I remember correctly.
It didn't say, it didn't say, because Jim was asking them, I was like, does it say one limit one coupon per customer? Right. And they're like, nope. And he's like, oh, great, cool.
Right, exactly. And I feel like you did the same thing with this. I'm pretty sure we'd have to go back and listen to the tape. But if people are going to listen to this now, just know, go for it. Because, you know, I don't think there was an expiration. I don't think there was a limit. Deb just throws stuff out there on the podcast. Sometimes I think Deb forgets that this is not a two-way Zoom and that this does go out to not a ton of people, but it goes out to people who listen to this podcast.
It goes out to the public, that's for sure. But you know what? It'll be, I mean, if I get a bunch of DMs, then hey, that means we're doing good. Cool. I'll figure the rest out later. I am a millionaire, as most teachers are. So
yep,
figure that out.
And don't forget the coaching or the coaching stipend, right? That you used to get as well. Big bucks coming from your jobs. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
All right. Well, there you go. Hey, I ran 16 miles the other day.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I saw one of your posts doing that. Are you crazy? Are you okay?
I'm good.
Oh my goodness.
I'll tell you what. Okay. So I didn't post anything about the 16 mile run, but I did run the weekend before. I did run 13 miles and it just felt really good. And I thought, I'm going to try to push it a little bit. The 13 mile run, I felt so sore that night. Like I was doing okay. And then all of a sudden, like my hips, I'm like, oh, and I was trying to stretch it out. It wasn't horrible, but like the next day, but that night was rough. And then this last one, I definitely did a lot more stretching afterwards. And that helped quite a bit, but it was funny. I got a call. I was at mile, I think 13. I did it early in the morning. I was at probably about mile 13 and I got a call from my wife to say, hey, everything good? And I was joking with this about one of our last podcast guests on Character Combine, who's a big runner, Aaron. I said, Yeah, she definitely wasn't calling to make sure I didn't get hit by a car, or she was definitely making sure I was still breathing and that I could make it home. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm sure real runners don't get that call from people. It's like, hey, you're doing good. She's like, no, he's been out for a long time. You better check on him. He could be laying in a ditch somewhere.
Did you know, like, you did you set out to run 16 miles and you told her, or did you just start running and you're like, let me see how far I can
No, I said, hey, I'm going to do a long run today. And usually when I say that, it's at least 10. And I knew in my mind, I knew that I was going to try to get to at least 14 because, wow. You know what I mean? Because I did 13 the time before. I don't know how much further I'll go beyond that because, again, it does take me a while to do it. So it's a big chunk of the day. So, and I can try to speed it up, but there's only so much I can do at that distance. I'd have to speed it up a little bit more gradually, I think.
So can I ask you what your time was, your 16 mile time?
Yeah, keep talking. I'll pull it up. I can't remember exactly what it was, but I'm happy to share. It's not impressive. Yeah. I'll tell you that.
Okay. Yeah, no, but I was going to say, I thought, so anytime I go running, it's usually after boxing. And my friends can see my my workout tracked, and you know, our iWatches, we share our workout stuff. And usually when they see I've done both, I get comments. They're like, what's wrong with you? You just boxed, you're running now. And it's not like today I ran 2 miles after boxing.
Yeah.
The other day I ran 6 miles after boxing. So it just varies.
Yeah.
So my roommates and my friends will call me a crackhead. Sorry, I hope that doesn't offend anybody, but that's what they're like. What's wrong? Are you like, you don't hold still? But so to know that you are running that much, I'm like, okay, I'm fine.
No, we're good. We're good. maybe we're both crackheads. I don't know.
Yeah.
So I went 16.21 miles and the time was 2 hours, 41 minutes and 59 seconds. So like just under, it was 9:59 pace. So I felt pretty good about that. Again, for me, it's not so much about the speed. It's more the distance, but you know, maybe if I keep doing this, maybe I need to bring that speed down a little bit so I can knock it out faster. You know what I mean? Because it is a long time. And I'm like, man, I've been out here for a while. So it felt good, but I'm with you. I feel like there is something to what you were saying about, I don't know, maybe we are weird. I don't know, because I'm not in love with fitness like you are. Like I think we've said this before, you're a trainer. You've studied kinesiology, you're a PE teacher. So like, it's kind of in your blood. Like I do it to stay healthy, but I'm not gonna say I have like a passion for it, but there is something when you do like an exercise, like there's even times where I've done your Friday workouts. And then I will later go run, or I'll run before in the morning. And then in the afternoon, during my lunch break, I'll do one of those workouts. And there is something that I think when you do that first workout, even if you're tired, like it does motivate you to keep moving, if that makes sense. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And sometimes you're like, oh, okay, I did this huge workout and I just want to like just lay here and not do anything. But I feel like once you start feeling better and getting more healthy, then I feel like you're more inspired to continue to do things. And I feel like for myself, at least, I'm not as likely to just, you know, veg out and not do anything, you know, like, cause even after like the 16 mile run, I'm like, well, I should probably go out and do, like, I have yard work to do today. So you go out and do it. And you know, like it's not super strenuous, but it keeps you moving and you're more inspired to do it just because you did. You know, you've been engaged in activities and exercise. So, I don't know if you feel that way, but I've always noticed that.
I definitely feel that and that's why I like to run after I go boxing. I'm more awake. Okay. So like getting to boxing, driving there, waking up, driving there, if it's in the morning, you know, sometimes it's in the evening after work and that's even more difficult for me. But cause when I'm at the end of the day, I'm, as you know, I'm just done. So I like to get things.
We have had this conversation when it comes to podcasting. For anybody that doesn't know,
I've been guilty of almost falling asleep recording our 8 o'clock. So just give our audience a quick recap on that. But so I do better in the mornings anyway. So getting to boxing, warming up is, you know, and then, but once I get going, you know, I'm warm, I'm loose, I feel good. Even when I get home, if my body is still warm and I'm still feeling energetic, that's when I go run. Mm-hmm. Honestly, if I don't run after boxing, it's usually one of two reasons. It's raining outside, or I have to hurry up and get ready to do something else. Like I have plans, or I have to go do something. I don't have time to run, but I usually go for a run after boxing. It just feels good. Mm-hmm. I'm also more, inclined and motivated to eat better that day when I work out.
Yep.
Because it's one of those things, and it's not I exercise to punish my body type thing. Well, sometimes, but most of the time it's just because I feel good and I like it.
Let's put a pin in that because that's interesting. We may have to talk about that.
Okay. Yeah. We'll talk about that. So, but when I do, especially if I do it in the morning, I'm like, I worked my butt off just now. So I want to continue to feel better. I don't want to put all this crap in my body and then not feel good. Or it's I worked hard doing that. So I'm not going to ruin it by, you know, X, Y, and Z. But, you know, and we can get into that more in terms of like, that's not to say that I try to find balance and, you know, I don't want to sound like I'm all righteous and that I never eat bad food. I probably drink beer every other day type thing. So disclaimer. So there's that.
But
I'm more inclined to, if I'm working out consistently, I'm more inclined to eat better along with it. It kind of like goes hand in hand for me.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you,
No, I've definitely been I've been on both ends of the spectrum with that. I feel like, especially when running, I don't know if you feel this way, but when you do the longer runs, I think anytime after 10, it's a weird thing. As I'm approaching that 10 mile mark or anything below 10, I don't really feel that hungry. You know what I mean? It's just kind of like, I don't feel hungry. I feel thirsty, but I don't feel hungry. I feel like once I hit that 10 mile mark, all of a sudden my body's like, I could eat anything right now. I'm so hungry right now. And so I agree. I try my best to stay focused and not let because I think there's this common misconception that you hear out there. I know you've heard it for sure because of being in the fitness world, that you have people that are like, well, I earned this thing that I would like to eat. The thing that you know is not that good for you, right? Whether it's a piece of cake or like this massive cheeseburger, fries, all this stuff, right? There's this idea that you wanted to, like, you did all this work, so you earned it. Mm-hmm. Which is fine sometimes, I think. But I think if that becomes a habit, then you're kind of letting all that work that you did go to waste, right? Like you said, you did put all this work in, like, let's get something from it and continue to fuel your body with the right stuff. And then occasionally, like, I don't know if you follow The Rock, you see The Rock's cheat meals.
Yeah.
They're ridiculous. They look delicious, but it's like this stack of cookies or this like massive stack of pancakes with peanut butter and syrup. Different thing. For a bunch of different reasons, but you know that
gladiator,
right? And you know that the majority of the week, it's, you know, he's pretty on point with his diet, maybe some other stuff that he takes. I don't know. And, you know what I mean? And then obviously there's the one day a week or however many days a week that he allows himself to have that one cheat meal. But I think for the most part, people who are trying to get in better shape want to, I feel like the discipline carries over, right? Like if you're disciplined with your exercise, it's going to help you be more disciplined with your diet and vice versa. I think discipline in your life, you know, in general, I think leads to a healthier life. And I can say for a fact for myself, there's definitely areas where I'm not as disciplined and then it affects other areas of life. You know what I mean? Like I love sweet stuff. I love sugar. I love chocolate. Mm-hmm. It's always been my problem. And so I know that when I am able to kind of withstand from that stuff and resist that stuff, usually it's when I'm exercising and feeling a little bit better and out running or lifting more consistently. And if I'm just like constantly eating that stuff, I'm probably not doing as well in the other area. Like for myself, those two things really don't go hand in hand.
Yeah. I agree. I feel like crap if I just can't, like, and I, you know, especially when I'm on vacation mode or weekend mode or what have you, sometimes I'm just having not a good week and I'm craving a lot of things. But I noticed that when I put, you know, a bunch of not so good things in my body, my workouts suck.
Yeah.
Like they don't feel good. I don't have the right energy. I don't. Yeah. And so there's motivation for me in that sense too, in terms of like, you said this a few minutes ago, just like fueling your body with the right, you know, with the right foods. And, you know, just going back to my training days, my girls will ask me, well, what do I eat? What am I supposed to eat? Like, I'm not, you know, hot Cheetos for breakfast. Isn't that like carbs, carbo loading? I'm like, no. you know,
a serious question. Did someone ask that?
Something along those lines. I'm sure it was sarcastic, but that's like,
that's awesome.
They know that that's not good for them, but like they want that. I mean, obviously no one thinks hot Cheetos are healthy, but there's lots of misconceptions and people don't know what to eat or how to fuel their body. And I tell my girls and my PE students, Google it, Google healthy foods to eat. You'll get all the information. I can tell you whatever you want to know, but Google it.
They just roll their eyes. It's like, yeah, whatever you say, Miss McCollum. And they just eat their, you know, chocolate chip cookies.
Oh yeah. They're not, most of them are not concerned with nutrition. Most of them, sure. Some of them are, some of them will seriously ask me questions.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, but that was a good, we've been talking about it for a while now, but that was a good segue earlier into talking about our topic today, which is health.
Health. Yeah, there we go. I mean, it's something that is really important, obviously. And it's not just physical health, but obviously, especially nowadays, you hear a lot about mental health, emotional health, social health. I mean, there's all kinds of health, right? That you need to be focused on. Yeah. But I don't know how do you want to approach it, but like, well, let's just start with this. We've been talking about the physical health already. Yeah. So for you, what is like, how do you stay physically healthy? Like what kind of things do you do? Because I think the cool thing about physical health, and this is just a plug for you guys as PE teachers. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes people have a certain perspective of getting in shape and what that would look like. And I think they limit it to, you have to do X, Y, and Z. But really there's so many things out there that promote healthy, healthy lifestyle, healthy body, that it's really not as limiting as you think. I think there's a lot of options out there that you can find something. Like, for example, you've talked on the show about soccer, like indoor soccer. I've heard so many people say, I want nothing to do with a gym. I want nothing to do with running. But if you put a basketball in my hand, if you put a soccer ball at my feet, I'll run all day. And then that's how they stay healthy. So like, it's cool. Like it's a really cool thing. You have multiple options, but again, all that to say, what ways do you, you know, like what things do you like to do to stay healthy?
Well, and just bouncing off of what you just said with the whole, like, if it's a soccer ball, I'll run. If it's a basketball, I'll do that, because it's fun at that point. And right. I think that's what everyone needs to do. Like some people do have a misconception. I think that to exercise, I need to do like a HIIT workout. I have to do this type of workout, which that helps. And if you like it, do it. But at the end of the day, you need to do what you like. And a lot of people don't know what they like, because because they haven't explored, or they don't know where to start, or they don't have the resources. They don't know what's out there. I mean, it's a money thing too. Like it costs money to do those things. Most of those things. Luckily with technology today, there's lots of YouTube. You could YouTube anything. And if you could do a lot of things at home that don't require additional people, like indoor soccer, you know, or being on a rec team. But for me, the way I like staying active, I've played sports my whole life. So it's easy for me to get into the whole competitive thing, sports thing. So, you know, picking up playing soccer was a good way for me to stay in shape. I like to run, and you know this, and you like to run too. Running is very soothing and calming for me. I don't know if you feel the same, but people don't understand it. They're like, that does not sound soothing or calming at all. I don't know how you like that, but I'll tell my students that too, because my students will ask me the same thing. Like, what in the chat box, what do you do for work? What do you work out, or what do you do for workouts, Mr. Palm? And I'll tell them, I run and I box, and I tell them what I do. And they're like, oh, you run? I'm like, I love running. So you were nodding your head. Is it so for you? Do you feel the same way? Like it's soothing and relaxing? Is it just me?
No, I mean, I think, so I'll say this. I know you and I off air have had conversations about this. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say that specifically for me. I wouldn't say that I love running. There's times where I enjoy it. I've always felt like I do it because I know it's a good thing for me. It's something that I know I can do, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm not the fastest person in the world, but I know I can go for a decent distance. So I know it's a good thing for me, but I'll say this. I don't know if it would be soothing for me, but I've told you before, I feel like creativity for me stems from it, or it's a way to either clear my mind or, fill my mind with potential ideas. Like a lot of stuff that when it comes to what we do as far as podcasting comes from runs, you know, just because for me, I've always just felt like ideas pop in my head, or I'll get stuck on something that I'm trying to, you know, there's some creative thing that I'm trying to do, and I'm stuck on an idea. It's really frustrating. I go for a run, And then I come back and all of a sudden I have like this flood of ideas, or it's helped me work some stuff out. So I guess we're kind of saying the same thing. I don't know if I would say for me soothing, but definitely, it's definitely not soothing, but it definitely is, it kind of becomes like a creative space, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure. So, and you know, that's what you get out of it. And so for me, it's just very, unless my shin splints are acting up, then it's not. And then I don't run at all. So
I've never had those. I hear people talk about that all the time. I have no idea what that feels like.
For me, it feels like someone's stabbing me in my leg every time I walk.
There you
go. If I have it, I haven't had it in a while, and there's different levels of pain. Here we go, sidetracking. But when I was in college, I got shin splints really bad playing softball. It was borderline hairline fracture. Like I had to go get an x-ray, and it was so, it just does not feel, your bone literally, like your, you know, the front part of your bone, it feels like it's like breaking, like we're about to split. So, yeah, it does not feel good. It's very
sharp. Sound like it.
And sometimes it can be a dull ache. There's lots of different, and it's just all in the front of your shin and around your calf muscle too.
Hmm. Yeah.
Kind of it. Anyway, it's not fun, but
yeah, sorry. So, I interrupted. Go ahead.
That's okay. But I only run if I'm feeling good and, you know, energized. So that's something that I do for a workout. And then of course I've taken up boxing the past few months. And honestly, I started boxing because I, you know, we interviewed Blake, on the combine. So that is how I found out about title boxing. But this was way after we interviewed him. And one day I was running one day and I was like, I want to do something different. I feel like, and I don't have soccer anymore. Like, ooh, punching a bag sounds so nice right now.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, title boxing, let me try it out. And so I've been doing that ever since. And that for me, and you know, and financially I can do that right now. But for me, it's if someone's telling me what to do, exactly what to do, and then I'll do it for those types of workouts.
Sure.
And so anyway, for me it's fun, it feels good. I like it, I like how it feels afterwards. You know, how I feel afterwards. I do miss soccer. Soccer was a fun competitive thing for me to do.
Yeah.
So I basically, going back to your original question, just what I do to stay physically healthy. I try to box anywhere between 3 to 5 days a week. Try at least 3 days a week at this rate.
That's pretty good.
And then I run on the days that I don't have time to go box, or I run right after boxing. So typically I probably take 2 days off a week. Sometimes I take 3 days off a week if I don't have time, or if I don't make time, I should say.
Yeah.
So I do give myself rest days for sure. It's very rare that I go 7 days a week working out and doing stuff. But for me, and trust me, there are days where I don't want to work out. There are days where I'm like, I don't want to drive to boxing. I don't want to put on tennis shoes to go run, but I know the feeling I'm going to get after, and the physical benefits that I feel after. And sometimes this is so bad. This is probably not healthy, but it works for me sometimes. But sometimes I tell myself, oh, you had, you know, X, Y, and Z to eat yesterday. You better get up and you better go work out. And so like, I will manipulate myself into like guilt myself into going. And then I get up and go. Now, ultimately that's not why I work out, but it's just a tactic that I have to use to make myself go work out on the days when I don't feel like working out.
Right.
Again, I don't know if that's the healthiest thing for any, you know, life coaches out there or self-love coaches out there, but it just works for me. And yeah.
Well, I think it's not the driving force behind what you're doing though. No. You know what I mean? It's the occasional, motivator, you know, if you will. I think that's a different thing. Now, if 6 of the 7 days a week you were had that thought, maybe you're doing it for the wrong reason, and maybe it's a misguided motivation, but if it happens occasionally, I don't see anything wrong with that.
Yeah, it's just, and I can't hold still. So that's a good thing in terms of me like wanting to get up and work out and move. And working out and fitness has just always been a part of my life. So I don't want to say it's easier for me or someone who has had sports in their whole life to get up and go move, because I've known the benefits of it almost my entire life. There was 1 year in my life, in my early 20s, I literally, I went a whole year without working out. No, like, I'm not even making this up. I went
a whole year without doing a run, a lift.
It was, I just got done playing softball. This was when, so I got married when I was young. So I don't know if our audience knows this. I got married when I was young.
They do now.
They do now. Divorced in my upper 20s and then my lower 30s now. So I think it was that time where I don't even remember. Maybe I have occasionally visited the gym and did like a little bit of elliptical work, but something, I had an epiphany one day back then. I remember thinking, looking at the calendar and looking at the date and thinking, oh my God, I think I only went running one time this year, and that's all I did all year in terms of working out. Like, I totally let myself go. I completely just like sharked all my fitness stuff. Like, I just stopped playing softball, and softball was all I've known in terms of working out. I had never established my own sense of this is why I want to stay healthy. It was always just because sports was the driving factor behind that. So, oh yeah, I went the whole year. And then, so when I went back to college and I started studying kinesiology, I was like way more motivated. I'm like, okay, I have all these fit people around me in class. Like, I need to get going. And so that's when I started working out again. I started doing stuff and I slowly, and then I entered the powerlifting world, and that kind of way jump started, you know, getting into strength and conditioning and training. So just, I mean, I just had to go through a lot of things to find what kind of workouts I like, dislike, didn't like. Like I don't like taking Zumba for a workout class. Like, I think it'll be fun every once in a while, but like, not interested. I've taken spin classes before. I love like that. That's really fun, actually. Spin classes are fun. So you just have to find what you like and what works for you. And I think you need to stick with it.
Yeah, no, that's great. That's a good perspective for sure. Especially because you went, like you said, you went through it. It's hard to, because I've known you for what, 2 years, 2.5 years. Mm-hmm. It's hard to imagine you being in that place, because I feel like every time we come out of this podcast, you're like, oh, I just got back from boxing, or I have boxing that I'm going to go to, or I just got back from a run, or, you know, I just got done with this training session. So it's hard to picture that. But I also think it's pretty easy for someone, even an active person, to get, you know, kind of into that mode where you're just a little bit more inactive, just relaxing. And then before you know it, you haven't been doing really anything for quite a while. And I think what you said is important too. Like, you don't want to do a Zumba class, but here's the thing. There's a bunch of people that love it. And that's the way they get up and get active. That's awesome. I've always hated when people, you know, bash certain types of things like that.
Right.
Because, hey, it's not you. It doesn't really affect your life. Exactly. And if that's what that person enjoys doing, let them do it. Now, the difference would be if you're trying to say, if you have very specific goals that you're trying to reach and you say, oh, well, all I want to do is do Zumba, then there might be a problem. Like, then you might not be able to reach those goals as successfully, because, you know, as a trainer, there's certain things that you have to do that are going to be required that you may not like, but there's a difference, right? Like, I think if you're just trying to, you know, get in better shape, just be healthier, be more active, you have a ton of options. I would say if you're trying to get to a specific place, it may require you doing some things that you don't want to do. Is that accurate, or is that fair?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, for sure. Oh, absolutely. Like, if, I used to macro count when I had, years ago, not years and years ago, when I just told you the story about getting back into fitness. I knew nothing about macro counting then, but I learned about it a few years ago, and, I had goals, and I partly did this as an experiment to see what my body is capable of, how it's changing. And like, is the nutrition thing really, really the reason why your body changes? Which of course it is. Like, science is behind it. Like, I'm not trying to say that that's not true, but like, for me, I didn't know. Like, I never tried it for myself. So I learned how to macro count, which is, if no one knows what that is, it's fats, carbs, and proteins. Those are the main macronutrients, you know, in a diet. And you basically, there's apps online where you can look up how much you weigh right now, how tall you are, what your goal is. And then it gives you numbers of like how many macros of each thing to eat in each day to get to your goal. And so I did that for a few years and noticed a huge difference when I wanted to drop weight. Didn't happen right away, took a while, and you had to like stay consistent. And when you dropped weight, if you wanted to keep dropping weight, you had to adjust your macros so you ate less. Mm-hmm. So like you had to keep fixing your macros, and at least for me. And anyway, I was very much, you know, proven that if you stick with something, oh God, it was not easy though. Oh, I had, for me, at least, I don't know that I ever want to macro count again, just because like you have to measure everything. You have to like, you're very limited in what you can eat, kind of, in a sense. It works for a lot of people. It did work for me. I just don't know if I want to do that again. Sure. And a lot of people have different types of, I don't want to say diet because I don't like that word. And that wasn't, it's more like a lifestyle change in terms of like your, sure, you know, nutrition, but you more do aware. Have to make, huh?
Just more aware of what you're putting in your body. Yeah.
You do have to make some tough choices for sure. And
what was the toughest choice for you?
In terms of like all of that with eating well.
Yeah. I was like, oh man, I can't have that anymore.
My past, I realized how crappy I ate because I'm like, oh, I can't eat pizza. I can't have this hamburger. I can't.
Pizza would be tough.
Oh, like
Mexican food. I love Mexican food.
Oh yeah. No, I can't have tacos. I can't have a margarita. I can't basically it forced me to eat clean. It wasn't like I wasn't deprived. I was very full by the end of the day after I ate my macros, but like it basically forced me to, eat lots of vegetables. Fruit could be my car, my fruits could be count as my carbs. Eat whole foods, you know, more like sweet potatoes. And it just kind of forced me to, it actually was a learning experience for me to see, I didn't realize this is how many fat, carbs and protein are in this hamburger versus if I eat this, you know, teriyaki chicken with some rice and vegetables, like it's much better for it. Like it's more balancing anyway. So I learned a lot about food, but that was probably the toughest thing is like not eating all the junk that I wanted to eat.
Right.
But bouncing off of that, Natalie, you know, fast forwarding to today, now I know in my mind, if I choose this pizza over chicken and vegetables, even if I do choose the pizza, I know that there's obviously way more crap in it than this. And I mean, anyone can kind of guess that too. Sure. But today I allow myself to make those choices and to be kind of flexible and kind of, if I want something, I'm going to eat it. I don't want to deprive myself, because that's when you can go down a really dark hole of just like binging on all this crap one day if you completely deprive yourself of something. So I've learned to find a balance for the most part. Still learning. But
I feel like that's something that, and I know you've mentioned her on the podcast before, but Crystal Rose seems to post quite a bit about, as far as the diet or the diet culture. And I think she posts quite a bit about that and kind of the different thoughts that go through your mind when you're in that place. And like, there is a lot out there that I feel like it does feel like deprivation, where you're just depriving yourselves of a bunch of stuff. You know, not always the best. I mean, I guess some of that stuff could work for some people, but is it really sustainable? I don't know. Doesn't seem like some of that stuff is really realistic for a long period of time.
Right. And I think I'm not an expert in of anything. I think we've said this before. We're experts.
Oh, no, we all know. We're good.
We all know. Okay. I think, but diets are very short lived. It's like it's almost impossible to start a certain diet or food diet trend and continue to do that forever.
It's a sprint.
It's a sprint, but I do understand for some people it's a kickstart to lose a lot of what, like if their goal is to lose a lot of weight.
Right.
And if that's the case, then it kickstarts them on that, and then they can gradually go into a more lifestyle change.
Yeah, because I think part of it is, it seems like for a lot of people, it kickstarts it because they see the transformation in their body and that it inspires them more, right? Because you've actually seen an example, you've seen like tangible results. It's like, oh man, this is really cool. And then like you said, they can kind of keep going down that path. But if you're not seeing any results right off the bat, then it probably does make it a little bit harder to, you know, do the steps that are necessary.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I don't, you know, and then, like we said, we're not experts and I don't know enough about.
I'm definitely not. No.
All I know, I just go off of what I listen to on podcasts and just talking to people, fitness experts or whatever. There's still a lot of things that I don't know. But for me, all I know is that for me, I can't, there's no way I could pretend to go on a diet, but there's no, if I choose to eat a certain food item over this, you know, my friends or whoever I'm with will joke, are you on a diet? Like, no, I just want to eat this. Because I just worked out and I just feel like it. Maybe tomorrow I'll choose the other thing. But right now, that's that's just what I want to eat. Because sometimes my body craves healthier food too. Sometimes it craves crap. It just depends on the day. But if I crave, I try to allow my body to eat the healthy food when I'm craving it, you know, so that when I do crave the crap, then I can let myself eat a little bit of that and I'm not eating crap all the time.
Right. Yeah, no, that's good. How do you think, because we'll keep this thing moving along a little bit. Mm-hmm. How do you think, or how do you personally feel? I should just mention, so for me, I don't box or anything like that, but I think running is the main thing that I do, but I also enjoy, I enjoy going to the gym. I haven't been to the gym forever, just for obviously a bunch of different reasons, but, haven't done that for a while, but I was enjoying that. Like I think I've said this on this podcast before. I really enjoy getting up early in the morning, like before work. So as soon as the gym opens at 4:30, like I like going at that time because it makes me feel great for the rest of the day. And then, like I said before, I think it inspires me to continue to make better choices throughout the day, where I hate going at night. I hate going to the gym at night because once you're done with work and a bunch of different stuff, you just don't feel like doing it. At least for me, I don't feel like doing it. I know other people say they get their best lifts in at night because they feel fresher. I feel really good in the morning. And so it's not always the easiest to get up out of bed, but once I'm up, like I'm good to go. Yeah. And I would much rather have that because I see for me personally how it affects the rest of the day. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I enjoy playing sports. I haven't played sports for a little while now because of everything that's gone down. But yeah, I mean, that's the kind of stuff that I do. And I do the workouts that you put out there on our... Friday. Yeah, the Friday stuff, which sometimes I hate you. Yesterday I did one where I did hate you because it was a mile and then 50 pushups, 50 burpees, 50 sit-ups, and then another mile. Now, at face value, the only thing I really looked at is like those burpees look like they're going to suck, which they did. But then the totality of that workout, I'm like, oh, I hate Deb. And you know what I mean? That's what I walked away from. I was a little sore.
That's great.
Hatred for you. And here we are. But
first one to hate me after I assign a workout too. So
that's true. That's true. Deb enjoys the hatred she gets from people that do her workouts. Oh, but yeah. I enjoy getting outside. It's something I've always enjoyed doing. But so that being said, mm-hmm. people have plenty of options. You could even if you just got out there to walk, if you just enjoyed there's so many trails around here in Sacramento, you could go out somewhere and just walk for a while, that's great. Like you're still outside, you're still moving. There's a lot of stuff that people can do to, you know, just promote a healthy, mm-hmm. healthy, active lifestyle. But that being said, how do you feel like your physical health affects all the other areas of health, whether it be emotional,
mental,
you know, all of that stuff?
Yeah. I think mental and emotional, a lot of times I think they go hand in hand. I know they can be separated. But they do. I think they do go hand in hand because it's all about, you know, how your brain is responding and how you react and what you're feeling and all those things. At least for me, that's how I perceive it. My physical health is greatly for me, great, and scientifically for everyone else is greatly linked to my mental being. There was a time when a few years ago, I was having a rough month. Like I was just going through it. And, I was talking to one of my friends who is also a counselor at my school, and she's a good friend of mine. And, I was just kind of sitting and talking to her, and she was like, when's the last time you ran? Like, she just totally stopped our conversation and like interrupted me. She's like, when did you run last? And like, I couldn't remember, like I hadn't been working out. I was so stressed about a certain thing. I completely like stopped working out. I said, I don't know. And she's like, you should go run. Why don't you do that? And then I think I ran that day or the next day or what have you. And it was a huge like release of like tension. Obviously didn't fix the issue at hand or the issues that I was facing, but I greatly felt physically better, mentally better, a little more calm, a little more at ease, calmed down basically. And so for me, working out calms me down. I'm not saying I'm a hothead all the time. I am a redhead, so that holds true too. But
I don't want to say that, calms
me down. It soothes me. And that's what I try to teach my kids too. During our classes, I'm like, I'm not just yelling at you to tell you to work out just because I want you to work out and torture yourselves, but it makes you feel better. It's backed by science, by evidence. There's been lots of studies. It's just gives you those endorphins, those the dopamine and like the feel good endorphins. And so it greatly affects my mental and emotional well-being. I feel like I have my emotions under control better when I'm consistently working out. And that's not to say that like I hold anything in. I let myself feel the feels. And that sounds very like mushy, but
yeah,
it did. I know, but that's part of it. You have to let yourself feel. And, so it's not to say that I bury everything and, after I'm running, I'm fine, completely fine. But I do feel more balanced and I do feel more like, okay, like it's okay for me to feel this way, X, Y, Z. Especially growing up as an athlete, athletes are the worst. Or ex-athletes, however you want to put that.
Probably both.
Yeah, most of them, 90% of them are we're very prideful. We're very, men and women, whoever you are, very much like, nope, I got this. I can handle this. We don't cry. There's no crying in softball. We don't do it. We can handle it, which is that's a great skill to have. And it's a good thing. And it's a great like mental toughness thing. But on the flip side, it could be like, okay, are you letting yourself feel anything at all? And so that's, as an adult, that's what I learned coming off of sports, is just allowing myself to like, okay, this is okay.
But you can go too far with it, right? Like that's the main thing with that is there is a point, especially in competition, where that can be a really good thing. That's the drive that keeps you going. It develops your mental toughness. It feeds into your work ethic. It allows you to push yourself further. So there's definitely a good part of that. But I think if it goes too far or if it bleeds out too much in your just regular everyday life, then it becomes a bit of a problem. You know what I mean? And I think just the extreme of anything is not really good.
Yeah. Well, and then for me personally, what I would do with that, with the whole mental toughness and athlete, I would almost start, telling myself like, nope, you're fine. Nope. Don't feel this way. Don't feel angry. And so that would bleed into like my personal life. And like, and so I literally trained myself, on the field was great. Worked out very well on the field, off the field in terms of like, as an adult, I almost like had to like lie to myself and tell myself, no, this is like, nope, you stop being a baby about this X, Y, Z, when I actually had very good reason to feel that way. So anyway, there's just a quick little about that in terms of, just to kind of, working out for me keeps me in check with my emotions as well. And it just allows myself to kind of let my guard down with myself and check in with myself, mentally. But so I don't know about you. So that's what I get with physical health. It greatly improves my mental well-being, my physical well-being. I feel better throughout the day. I feel, versus if I don't work out. So I don't know if that holds true for you, if you've seen any evidence in your life about that or...
Yeah, for sure. I think, like I said before, the running definitely helps me untangle stuff in my head or get more creative. Or, like I said, maybe for me, it is a soothing thing too. Like if I really thought about it, more deeply, but I think it does just help. And I feel more relaxed after I run, even though I can't feel my legs, I feel more relaxed just in general. It's almost like this, like when you were talking about that, and thinking about how you know, exercise or how your health can do that for your emotional state and your mental state. It's almost like for me, if I set out to do a 10-mile run, it's almost like inside my head, there's like this big ball of yarn. And I take one end of the yarn and I attach it to my back and I just leave the ball there and then I start running, right? And so as I'm running, I'm pulling this yarn or this string along with me. And as it's pulling, it's unwinding this entire, you know, ball of yarn. And then hopefully by the end of the run, it's just this one long strand of rope that is no longer tangled up, right? Because during that run, I just completely unwound all of it. Mm-hmm. And that's what it feels like to me sometimes where, like I said, specifically when I'm thinking of trying to be creative or trying to unpack an idea, I start that run thinking, I have no idea how to solve this problem. I have no idea which direction to go. And then by the end of the run, I come back with, like, I started off with one problem. Then I come back with what I feel like is 50 solutions or 50 potential options on how we can fix it or, right, you know, move forward. So that's what it does for me. And I think sometimes, what would it be like if I didn't have the ability to go out and run? Or what if I didn't have the desire to go do that? What would that ball of yarn look like inside of my head? Well, I would basically be just trying to figure it out. And it would just be there, sitting there tangled. And I think incredibly frustrating. So I can definitely see how the two things go hand in hand for sure. Mm-hmm. And yeah. I think, you know, and like I said, just me sometimes, even if it's not running, just being outside. I love being outside. I love warm weather. I love this time of the year, spring and summer. It's my favorite. I don't need to hear about people anymore saying like, well, but when it's cold, at least you can put another jacket on. I don't need to hear that anymore. I don't care. I would rather have it be 110 degrees than have like raining and snowy cold. I want no part of that. No part of that. I would rather just sweat. I'm fine with that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm just going to say it. That's how I feel about it. I feel that strongly about it.
Oh no, that's why I told you I moved to Kansas City, Missouri. It was very humid there.
Sure.
Yes. But like the ups and downs of the Midwest, I was like, nope, I'm come back to California. I love the warm weather. I'm happiest when the sun's out and when it's warm, you know, when it's sunshiny and warm, even if it's scalding hot, I don't care. Like, I just need the sunshine.
See, yeah. I think that's why, like, we've disagreed on a lot of things. That might be the reason why we're friends, is just the enjoyment of the hot weather.
Don't get crazy here. We're co-friends.
All right. Well, that hurt my feelings. That's okay. I thought we moved past that, but I guess not. All right.
It's a combination of coworker and friends, co-friends. It doesn't mean you're not my friend. It's a co-friend.
No. Because when you look at the definition, hold on. Because I was the one that looked up the definition. When you look up the definition, it means that you're only friends because of the work. So now I see where I stand. That's fine.
But well, that's how we met. Okay. Well, let's agree to disagree on that one. But
no, thank you. Everybody can hear me now. Deb's wrong. Well, I thought Deb was wrong. Now I'm not sure. I guess we're not friends. So just co-friends. I'm not even sure I'm going to be your co-friend. I think we're just co-workers now.
Oh. Yep. Now my feelings are hurt. There we go. We're even.
Now you know how it feels. The funny thing is, we don't even make money from this. So we're just co-podcasters. we're just co. There's no work going on here.
I know, right? Really quick, I did read somewhere before I forget it, which I'm sure I will. So I got to say it. I did read somewhere, don't ask me where, that working out is like the equivalent of an equivalent release of emotions or feel good feelings as it is for crying. Like when I read somewhere that working out is the equivalent of a crying release in terms of like your body needs it.
Interesting.
I know people, well, and a lot of people are like crying, and some people are like, I cry every day. What are you talking about? What's wrong with crying? But it's like, so I, you know, crying is a release because obviously you're crying for a reason. Yeah. I was telling my high school kids this one. I told them that this one time, and some people are typing in the chat box like, yeah, and the tears are really good for your skin. Like, it's good. So they're like telling me why. Yeah, cry. And I'm like, well, I mean, it's just, I read that somewhere and I believe it. I mean, I don't, you know, you know, just to get, I guess, a little personal, like I don't cry a lot. You know, if I do, honestly, sometimes it is because I need a release.
Hmm.
Like very rarely, I want to say like once a month, like, and for no reason. No, I'm female. I don't know. Maybe that's why. I'm not sure. But working out is supposed to be that equivalent. So there's a little fun fact for you. Don't know where I got that from. Maybe I just made that up in my head. I don't know. Maybe it was a dream I had. I read that somewhere. I can't even give credit to the right person, place, or thing. So, but.
Okay. Well, so everybody just take that with a grain of salt. Maybe do the research on your own before you share that fact with anybody else. And then if it turns out to be true, what Deb said, let us know who said it, or let us know if that was something that Deb made up, and then go cry. And then let us know if it's, I guess, go cry, go work out, and then see if Deb's right. If she happened to make it up, we'll do a little study.
Or if you're the type of person who does cry a lot, which is nothing wrong with that, and you don't work out, go work out and see if you still feel good and see if you stopped crying. I don't know.
Now, what if you don't work out and then you try to work out and it makes you cry?
Hey, that happens too.
Yeah.
Not with me. I can't do that. That's too many things going on for me. Like, I think maybe I've done that once. I don't know, but like, I'm sure people can do that. Then that's a double like release. Then you really need it to work out. If you go work out and you find yourself that you still cry or have to cry or can cry, then that means you really needed it, in my opinion.
Sure. Can you imagine someone's just deadlifting and just like tears pouring down their face, like, and trying to throw the weight up? Maybe not the best while you're lifting weights. It seems like that would be dangerous, but they did. You know, I've said before, I've done a few marathons, and when I did the first one, the group that was kind of guiding us through the training and what to expect, especially on the race day, they did say that you'll most likely get to a certain point during the run, usually because I think it's like 20 miles or 21, 22 miles is what they call the wall. And they have like a big inflatable brick wall that you run through. And that's kind of the point where they feel like most people start really breaking down, whether it be physical or emotionally. And they said, so don't be surprised if there's a lot of emotions coming, you know, through you and that you just start crying. So I was expecting, cause I have, you know, I don't cry once a month, but I have no problem with the tears. Like I'm a dad, stuff happens. Yeah. And like, you know what I mean? I get emotional. It's just part of, I remember seeing before my daughter was born, I remember seeing a couple movies that involved like a dad and daughter. I'm like, oh, just in the theater, like, I can't handle this. But I remember getting to the point in the marathon where they said you just expect this rush of emotions, or even at the finish line. I felt nothing. I was so happy to be done. I'm like, there was no tears. I think all the tears went out through my sweat glands. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think I had any to put out there, but it was interesting because I didn't feel anything. I didn't feel any rush of emotion. I didn't feel any, like, it was exciting that it was over, but I didn't feel like overwhelmed to the point of tears. But you look at that moment, I don't know if you've ever been to like the CIM marathon or any points, but there are, it's true. Like, you see a lot of people that like basically fall to their knees, just tears coming down their face. And you can just tell it's like, there's been this like, you know, they just let it all out in that moment. So it is a really interesting thing. And so, you know, based on everything you're saying, I can imagine that it feels very much the same, you know, and in certain extreme moments, you're sweating, working out and letting the tears out. It probably is a pretty good feeling. I still haven't cried after a marathon. So maybe it's going to hit me one day where I'll just on a run, like, oh,
you're like, oh, there it is.
There it is. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I was going to ask this, we'll wrap this thing up shortly. I don't even know how long we've been talking. Some days it feels like we just kind of go. And then other days it feels like we haven't talked that long. And before we know it,
I know.
Today, I'm not sure. I don't know if we talked for a really long time or if we haven't talked very long at all. But that being said, how do you sleep? Because I know sleep, sometimes I feel like sleep is not I think people talk about sleep being an important part of your health. But then I think it is like varying. Because what is it, 8 hours is kind of the standard, what they say. But I think for a lot of people that depends. I think some people are like 8 hours, try 12. And it's like, oh, okay, you need a lot of sleep. And then other people like 8 hours, like, what am I wasting my day? Give me four and I'm good. So you know, and I think a lot of that stuff, it's interesting because there's so many apps now, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if have you ever used one of those REM cycle sleep apps?
I had a Fitbit years ago before I, you know, hopped onto the watch train.
Ooh, very fancy.
Very fancy. This Fitbit tracked my sleep. I would wear it at night. It was very interesting because it would tell me you were in deep sleep here, but not here or here. Like, it would tell me where. It was just very interesting. And I think it held true because I would remember dreaming that night, or I would remember my dog jumped on my bed and woke me up. And I remember the time it was. So I was like trying to test it to see if it was really like, anyway, but it's been a while since then.
That is interesting though. Like I've used a couple of apps. Obviously I check the Fitbit thing every once in a while. And there's sometimes where I look at that thing, it's like, there's probably about 2 hours where I was dead. I don't think I was breathing at that point because I was in such a deep sleep, and it went from like, you know, just medium, yeah. Choo, and I was just down there. It's like, oh, I probably died in my sleep. Didn't even know it because I was in that deep of a sleep. And then other nights, you know, I was like, I didn't wake up, but I was just like restless and tossing and turning. And obviously I didn't get that much rest, but, sorry. Anyways. Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, no. How do I sleep? I probably get, you know, it's funny is on work nights, like weeknights, I get less sleep than I do on the weekends. Well, because it does make sense. Yes. I guess now that I say that, what I meant to say was I go to bed earlier on the weekends. I go to bed earlier on the weekends than I do on the week nights.
Gotcha. Okay. So, I gotcha.
That's what I meant to say. I think I get about maybe a solid, I mean, I try to get to bed to where I have at least 6 hours before I have to wake up. Like, I try to like head hit the pillow, like I'm ready to like close my eyes. 6 hours. I try at the minimum, I guess. I don't know. I sleep pretty good. I've always slept really good though.
That's good.
Sometimes like I'll sleep on my side, and sometimes I'll wake up in the morning and I'm still on that same side. Sometimes I toss and turn a few times. I've always slept pretty good, but yeah. I do know some people who don't sleep good. My poor sister does not sleep. My sister suffered from actual like insomnia for a few years. Like, just like would not sleep. And, you know, when I asked, you know, talking to my dad about my dad's like, my dad would tell me that I've always been a good sleeper, but that my sister struggled. Even my sister sleptwalked. I sleptwalked too. I don't know what that has to do with sleep. I don't know. You know, we don't have to get all technical, but
yeah.
Here's the funny part. When I was little and I would sleepwalk, I only did it when I was at sleepovers or when I was at a friend's house. I would totally sleepwalk or sleep talk to someone, have a full on conversation. My friends would tell me about it the next day. Yeah. Like it was weird. I don't know why, but did you sleepwalk as a child or sleep talk
I did a little bit. Yeah, I did. That's amazing that you did that at sleepovers or at other mm-hmm. people's houses and they didn't mess with you.
I'm sure they did.
You're a girl though, so that's probably a little different. Like,
yeah,
boys at sleepovers can be psycho sometimes.
If anything, it was more of they would make fun of me the next day and laugh at me and tell me all the dumb things I did or said, or they would be irritated because they ended up have to babysit me and watch me walk around and hear me talk. Like, it was more of an irritating thing, yeah. I think, for my friends.
Makes sense.
But fast forward. Yeah.
I did. Yeah, I did do that as well. Yeah. And I remember the frustrating thing for me was, and I don't know if you felt this way, when you were like, I realized that I was awake. I realized that I was up, but I could not speak clearly. So the things that I was trying to say, I would say like, mm-hmm. like if I was a little, can I get a glass of water? And it was coming out to them like, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Like, they're like, dude, we have no idea what you're saying. This makes no sense. Maybe just go back to bed. But I do remember one time in particular. It was during the summer, and every once in a while during the summer my parents would get out like this big tent that we had, and they would put it in the backyard, so we could like a couple of nights we would be able to sleep in the backyard, kind of like, you know, backyard camping. It was a lot of fun. And I remember there was one night where they were kind of going back and forth, and they said, no, you know, let's not have you guys sleep out there tonight, let's just stay inside. But there was, like I said, this conversation whether or not we were going to sleep out there as a family or stay in. So we ended up staying in, but in my mind, I had that twisted. So in the middle of the night, middle of the night, I started sleepwalking and I just went to the back door and just opened up the back door. Well, the alarm, house alarm just went off like crazy. And I'm like, oh, what is that? And then I go into my parents' room. I say, hey, just so you know, the alarm's going off. And they're like, yeah, dumb. You're the one that set it off by going to the backyard. Oh, and just had no recollection until the next morning.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean? Or I could recall all of it, but I didn't realize what was happening in the moment until later. It's like, oh yeah, I remember doing that. I must've gotten those two things twisted. We weren't outside, we were inside. But yeah, sleepwalking something I'm familiar with for sure.
Yeah, really quick, just like a little funny little, I don't know if you're on TikTok, but anyone who's on TikTok.
I'm 32 years old.
You know what? Hey, all the millennials are taking over TikTok. Let me tell you, I'm looking and I'm like, dang, like this is like a millennial app now for sure. Yeah, so
I refuse.
Anyway, you're missing. It's really funny. I don't really create a ton of stuff, but I know there's an account. Her name is, I don't know. She sleepwalks and as an adult, it's very rare as an adult to sleepwalk, but I guess she does. And she purposely eats foods that like trigger her to sleepwalk at night. And she has cameras all throughout her house.
Okay.
Nighttime cameras, and she'll catch herself doing these crazy sleepwalking things. I mean, people probably will argue that she's faking it or whatever, but it is the funniest. I've never laughed so hard in my life watching her sleepwalking videos. It is hilarious.
There you go.
Anyway, well, entertainment thing for you if you want to look that up. But I think her name is Selena Spooky.
Selena Spooky.
Selena. Do you want me to look it up?
Okay. Hey, just so everybody knows, I told Deb that if she wanted to, she could start a TikTok for the Connectable podcast, but I don't think she has. Also, she hasn't hopped back on Facebook. I don't want to bring in our issues from our other podcasts into this podcast, but here's the thing. Jordan, my brother, this is directed towards you. Don't expect the lunch thing because she's full of promises and she keeps breaking them.
You know what? I don't know. Hang on, I'm gonna tell you what this name was.
All right, can't wait.
I'm looking for it. Yeah. It's just, I think I'm following her, or maybe not.
Is this a made-up thing? Is this not a real thing?
No, it's real. No, it's for real. But now I can't find her. Okay, well, if you're on TikTok, you know what I'm talking about. Her name has the word spooky in it. I'm sure if you just look that up, you'll find her sleepwalking things. But anyway, going back to the whole, how do you sleep at night? I sleep pretty well. I try to get at least 6 hours. Sometimes it's 5 or 4, but I mean, I've always slept well, but I tell my kids this, my high school kids this, you will sleep better. Usually you sleep better if you've worked out or because your body's physically tired, like it helps you sleep
better.
Eating better. You don't need as much sleep if you are physically active, in a good way. You don't need to, your body's not. I can't sleep for more than 8 hours. Like I don't, my body will wake me up and tell me to get my day going, even on the weekends.
No, I sleep pretty good too. I'm one of those people where I feel like sometimes it's difficult for me to wake up in the morning, but once I'm up, I'm good. I don't necessarily think I'm a morning or night person. I think I operate pretty well on both ends of the spectrum. I also think that I can do pretty well with little sleep. This is not meant to be me bragging, because there's not really much to brag about here. But this past weekend when I did the 16 or 15 miles, it was on 3.5-4 hours of sleep. Now, the reason I say that is because I was playing video games with my brother online. Again, I'm 32 years old. I'm not bragging about that, but we were playing very late and I'm like, well, I still got to get up and run. And so I was off 3 hours, and I definitely felt it later in the day. I'm walking around like a zombie. Oh gosh, what did I do? Again, it was dumb, but I think you can operate. It's one of those things where I think I wouldn't recommend that, but I think we're capable of doing more than we realize. So I think sometimes when people don't get enough sleep or they're really tired, that becomes the reason why you can't work out, right? Or the reason why you can't go do some physical activity. And I think even if you're really tired, if you can muster up the strength or the energy to go do it, I think you're going to find that's really beneficial for you, even when you're really tired. I think it's still going to pay off. But again, when we don't get great sleep, then it probably does make that a little bit more challenging to get up and go, go after it. So
Yeah. I also noticed that if I don't work out for even that day or a few days in a row, I cannot go to sleep at night. I'm like a wide awake. I'm like, why am I not sleepy? I'm like, I haven't worked out, or I didn't work out. Like, that's just like, if I do the bare minimum throughout the day, oh, I'm not going, I can't sleep. My body's not tired. I haven't exhausted myself. I have so much more energy left. So, and my body is used to exhausting itself, and it's used to exerting all the energy. Even like for COVID, for example, like even for my job, Zoom is more mentally exhausting than physically, but like being in school, you know, pre-COVID, just walking around with my kids, we're transitioning. I'm like literally on my feet all day. I'm running around. I'm literally working out sometimes with them, running around with them, running from this thing to this thing. And it's just very physically taxing.
Right.
So even since then, I've noticed that I don't knock out at night quite as fast, which is why I've had to supplement like different workouts to my routine. Like I have to go box. I have to do something that is so physically and mentally draining so that I sleep good at night.
Yeah.
So there's that too.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I agree with that. It's all, and we're kind of all over the place in this episode, but I think just the entire goal is to, you know, do your best and do what you can to be healthy, whether it's physically, I mean, you want to do all of it, but you know, physically, mentally, emotionally, you know, make sure you're eating well, make sure you're getting the proper amount of sleep, all that stuff. And we get like, there's sometimes that stuff is, it's not as easy as it sounds sometimes, right? Like people have different schedules, different responsibilities, different jobs, but I think there's always something you can do, you know, to just maintain healthy habits, I guess, that, you know, I would say. I'm definitely in the process of that right now. Like not all of my habits are healthy, you know what I mean? But trying to get to that place, you know what I mean? So I think it's definitely an ongoing journey. You never really land at a destination, right? Like on this health thing, like that you're always making progress or always trying to improve something. So, you know, you may have a weight goal, but that even if you reach that goal, you're still not done. You still got a lot of, you know, stuff to maintain it or keep it going.
Right. Yeah, for sure. And one last thing that I want to add before we sign off for the day is that to make sure you are also surrounding yourself with people who also do healthy things. Like, do they also work out or maybe, I mean, they don't have to do everything you do. Like my friends call me a crackhead because I run so much, like they're not going to go running with me, but I do, a couple of my roommates will go boxing with me, or I will just talk to people, whether it's on social media or texting or what have you, I'll just talk to people who also are big into fitness and eating well. So if you surround yourself with just at least like one supportive person, you are more likely to continue that, to do that. People encourage other people type thing. So that's just my last little add on to that.
That's good. Are you holding your microphone?
I am.
I'm gonna say that every time. Shout out to
your
friend.
Are you gonna say that every episode?
I might. If you're, Nicole, that was for you. Shout out to Nicole.
I keep bumping my head. So if I, like, if you're watching the YouTube video.
This is how professional we are.
This is down here, and I keep bumping my hand. Like if I bring my hand up to like fix my hair, and then this bumps away. So
I just felt I'm trying to make the people happy. I'm trying to make our listeners happy, and it sounds like that's something that you're. Your friend Nicole has picked up on. Yep.
Yeah. She can't stand it.
So that's actually the last time I'm going to mention it. I hit both podcasts. We're good. So as everybody knows, we like to end the show with our connection suggestions. Could be a brand, a person, a place, a restaurant, organization that we feel like everybody needs to be more connected with. So, you know, obviously that's our whole goal. You know, the thing we love about podcasting is that even when we're talking about a random topic like health, hopefully something we said connects with you. Hopefully something we said inspires you. Hopefully something, you know, we said maybe motivates you. But, you know, I believe that anything that's said on a podcast or out there, whether it be a blog or whatever, I think the whole goal should be to get more connected with people. And so that being said, we always like to end the show with some kind of suggestion, you know, not related to this show, something that's out there in the community or out there in the world that we think would be really good for you guys to be connected with. So Deb, do you want to go first?
Yeah. So, and I don't know why I haven't thought to ask her to be on the show yet, but so I just, speaking of like, you know, fitness and health and wellness, I got into powerlifting years ago here in Sacramento, and my powerlifting coach, her name is Kara Weston. Mm-hmm. She's still doing it. She's still, her powerlifting business is called FN Strong. And, so she's not, I don't know how often she's on Instagram. She does post some things. So her Instagram handle is at get FN Strong. GetFnStrong. But she also has a website, getfnstrong.com. I'm trying to look and see where the location is. So I can tell you guys where to go. That might be your best bet, is to actually drive, if you're in the Sacramento area, is to actually drive there and go in her building and check her out. But she holds powerlifting events. I don't know with COVID what they're doing. I haven't found any notifications on if they're doing a spring event or anything. But so if health and fitness is something you're trying to get into or looking for something new to do, of course, I think I've given Title Boxing a shout out already mm-hmm. on this show. So I want to give FN Strong a shout out. Kara Weston is an awesome trainer. She will get you to your goals. Well, and she helped me discover my love for lifting weights. And I found out that as a female, I do not get big, giant, and bulky. Like, you can lift weights. It's sure. And it's good for you. I learned so much. I learned more from her about weightlifting, I want to say, than I did when I did undergrad. I learned so much from her. So anyway, I'm trying to find the location really quick. Sorry. So it's FN Strong. If you're in the powerlifting world already, you probably know her. I don't know if anyone knows who Mark Bell is.
Yeah. I think Mark Bell was just on the Mindset podcast.
Okay. So I'm pretty sure they, I think they share a gym or did share a gym. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm going to have you say your handle while I look up the address of her gym. If you want to go ahead and go for yours.
Yeah.
Trying to look for it.
So I have a couple. I'll shout out. Oh, okay. Did you find it?
No, I say, okay, for you. Go ahead.
Okay, perfect. So I'll give a quick shout out to Routine Baseball. It's my favorite baseball brand. I'm actually wearing their shirt right now. I wasn't going to, since I'm wearing their shirt, I'll give them a shout out. I love Routine Baseball. So if you're a baseball fan, definitely check that out. They've got a lot of cool apparel and things like that. And especially if you're just really into the, like I said, not just a baseball fan, but really into the baseball culture, I would definitely recommend them. Like I said, they're my favorite. And then also, there's a group or an organization called, and I hope I'm pronouncing this right, Baleka, Baleka Run Club. So it's at Baleka Run Club on Instagram. And it's crazy, the timing, because I actually just before we started recording, I got my tank top that I ordered from them. Bow. Boom.
Nice. So
it's a really cool organization, really cool cause that they're doing, but basically they're just trying to promote this idea of, you know, running, connecting, growing. And I believe that the funds, when you purchase from them, those funds go to helping, you know, kids in South Africa. And so and again, I think it's that this idea of promoting like a healthy lifestyle. I'm doing this off the top of my head, so please go check out their website and check out their Instagram. I'm hoping to get them on this podcast at some point, because I think that'd be a really cool thing, and all the stuff that they're doing. But I think they're just, their whole idea is to bring communities together through running and through wellness. So a lot of the stuff that we just talked about in this is, you know, what they're about. So like I said, that was just a really quick view of what they do, but I think it would definitely be worth heading over there to their Instagram and their website just to see, you know, what they do. The shirts that they sent were pretty cool. And also, it's a great cause. So I would definitely check that out.
Wait, awesome. And then I found the address. So FN Strong Gym is at 1809 23rd Street in Sacramento, in the Midtown-ish area.
Perfect.
Sorry. So I said Mark Bell because he, the Super Training Gym, is also,
I think, I don't know if it's that same location or if they share a location, but that's where Kara Weston's gym is, 1809 23rd Street. Cool. I know she does individual coaching and all that stuff. So anyway, check it out if you want to get into powerlifting. She does a good job. She's a badass. So
sweet.
Cool.
And yeah, on that note, make sure you guys follow us at Connectable Podcast on Instagram and Facebook, at Connectable Pod on Twitter, at Connectable Podcast on YouTube, and check out all of that. And if you would be so inclined, we would definitely appreciate you heading over to Apple Podcasts to give us a 5-star review, subscribe to the show, write a review for us, say some nice words if you wouldn't mind. We definitely appreciate the support. And also on YouTube too, if you want to get a new podcast episode every week, and if you want to see our smiling faces every week, then
watching me wave my microphone around
and watch Deb wave her microphone around like a true professional, then subscribe on YouTube as well. And check out that version of the podcast. We definitely appreciate it. And yeah, we just appreciate everybody who's continued to support the podcast. Like I said, we're still a small podcast. We're still trying to build this thing out. But we definitely appreciate, you know, the people who have been supporting since day one. You know, I think you've seen it before, Deb, but I know, Brandon Stokely is a guy who's shouted our podcast out quite a few times. I know, I think Dana Smith, who's a friend of ours from our Character Combine podcast, has been a big supporter. So, you know, we definitely appreciate you guys for, you know, just rocking with us and trying to get this thing off the ground. So I think that's all I've got. Deb, anything else?
That's all I got too.
Okay.
We're good.
Cool. We're good.
Okay.
Everybody all be right. Careful. If you sleepwalk, be careful out there. Don't trip. Don't fall. And we'll talk again later. See ya.
Peace out.